Holy Spirit, come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, thy well-beloved spouse. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I think it's fitting in a way, at the end of this three-day retreat, commemorating the messages of Fatima and centering, you can say, on the sorrowful and immaculate heart of Mary as the gateway to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, that we should hear this gospel today from chapter 11 of Matthew, where Jesus tells us to learn from him by studying his heart. Really, he identifies his heart with his person, his very person, especially his interior life and his virtues. These two important virtues: learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. I'm going to address those two virtues, but in an opposite order. First, humility of heart. What is humility? Well, it is considered the queen of all the virtues because it counteracts the great sin of pride. Pride is that inclination to exalt ourselves over others, even over God. It is the root of all sin. Whenever we sin, we're telling God, basically, I'm going to do things my way rather than your way, God. Okay. Humility is the acknowledgement that all that we have and all the graces that we have, all of our gifts and talents, whatever we possess, is a gift from God and is meant to glorify God, not glorify us. The problem we encounter is because of our fallen nature, we want to have the limelight shine on us. We want to bask in the glory of ourselves, you could say, exalt ourselves over others and over God as well. I always say that our fallen nature is evident in little children. One of the first things they learn to say is no. They're exercising their will in contradiction to their parents' will and God's will. And that fallenness and that inclination to pride is evident as we grow up. I'll just share a little story here, which made me laugh, where I think this truth is evident in my little nephew. My brother lives in Chicago, and he's married. His wife works full-time in the home, raising her sons. And the middle son of the three is Jack, and he just got out of sixth grade, little Jack. My brother told me that he was able to get a little job for Jack working at a pool. I don't know what he's doing, counting people as they come in, something. He had this job that he was going to start just about a week ago. Well, the night before his first day of work, they're sitting at the dinner table, and little Jack says to his mother, tomorrow, Dad is going to work, and I'm going to work. What are you going to do? And Katie, his mother, says, who do you think is going to drive you to work? And who's going to make your dinner when you come home from work? Got him thinking that his mother does the most important work, that work in the home. Well, that desire to be the center of things, to be the limelight, to have attention focused on us, and to think that we're better than others, more worthy than others, more talented than others. This is our pride, and humility is that virtue where we have to counter that inclination to pride. And Jesus showed that humility in his life. Our first reading today, the prophet Zechariah, he speaks of this king who shall come, and he's humble, he's meek, riding on an ass. Kings usually, when they conquer, they would ride horses, but Jesus rides an ass into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, showing that meekness, humility of heart. I'll speak to that meekness for a moment, and Jesus puts meekness before humility, which is worth pondering, almost to say that it is more important than humility. And I defer here to the greatest catechist of the last century, in my opinion, Father John Hardin, the great Jesuit, whose cause has been put forward by then Archbishop, now Cardinal Burke, for canonization. Pray for that cause, that it continues. It's kind of in limbo right now. Father Hardin defined meekness as, well, I'll first say what it isn't. Often people think of meekness as weakness, a meek, mousy person. That's not what meekness is, because Jesus was meek. Jesus was the Word made flesh. Father Hardin says that meekness is strength tempered by love. It is the strong person that can be meek, can be patient, which links with meekness, in the face of injuries and insults. The meek person is calm and composed, even in the face of insults and indignities. I remember hearing the story of two of Mother Teresa's nuns, missionaries of charity. They were going door to door begging for alms. And they knocked on the door of a man who greeted them in a very harsh way and began to ridicule them. And when they explained what they were doing, collecting money for the poor, collecting alms, the man became so angry at them that he spit in the face of one of the sisters. And the sister reached into her pocket, pulled out a handkerchief, and wiped her face, and then said to the man, well, that was for the poor. Now, or pardon me, she said, that was for me, okay, that spit in the face. Now, could you please give something for the poor? She smiled at him. And the man broke down and began to weep. He had been a fallen away Catholic, and he invited the sisters in, talked with them, his story about how he had fallen away. He was angry, prideful at the church, at God. It was that meekness, that gentleness that won his heart back. If that sister would have responded by spitting back in his face, well, that man would have remained far from God. But that meekness that she showed in imitation of Christ turned his heart back to Christ. And we know Jesus exhibited that meekness, that gentleness, during his passion. He was spat upon, struck in the face, mocked, ridiculed. We have to learn from Jesus, he tells us, to study his heart. Okay? These virtues of his heart, meekness and humility. And we have to imitate those virtues in our Lord. And here we can turn to Our Lady, the most perfect model, the most perfect disciple of Jesus. Her heart, her most pure, immaculate heart, is most perfectly conformed to the heart of Christ. And this is the basic message of the saints, and especially St. Louis de Montfort in his True Devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, to live out our consecration to the heart of Mary. We have to imitate her. And we can look at her virtues, her meekness, her humility, her great faith, all of her virtues, which is a perfect mirror, a perfect reflection of Jesus Christ. Let us pray as we come to the end of this retreat, commemorating 100 years of Fatima, that we may, by imitating Mary and the virtues of her heart, come to imitate and live those virtues in the heart of Christ, especially his meekness and his humility. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.